Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Time for your favorite prank calls. We like to call them Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to Debbie?
Morning!
Good morning.
Morning, Miss Debbie. So what's going on with you and your man, Scott?
Basically, my husband is just a total dumbass, and
okay.
I feel better about it.
Coming in hot. Okay. Well, let's talk about your dumbass husband. What'd he do?
So he has always wanted a Gucci tracksuit. He's been talking about it, like, since we met.
Oh, wow. Fancy.
Right. I mean, they're beautiful. They're really awesome.
You said a Gucci tracksuit?
Yeah, a Gucci tracksuit.
Okay.
So they're crazy expensive. They're like $3,000.
$3,000. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I finally, you know, we saved up some money. I finally got him one and just kind of surprised him with it. And he loved it, was super obsessed. He looked great, pretty proud of myself because that took a while to save that much money. And so, you know, I told him to just, like, be careful in it.
Uh-huh.
And this man, on the third day.
My true love gave to me.
Oh my God.
Had to.
What happened,
on
girl?
On the third day, he had worn it. Came home from a run and decided to make bacon while wearing the tracksuit. So he's like frying bacon. He got bacon grease all over the tracksuit.
Oh, no.
So it probably ruined. I sent it to the dry cleaners. So, you know, who knows if that's going to work? And it's going to be so expensive, even if it does, if they are able to get bacon grease out of it. So essentially, I need to feel better about this. And I feel bad for like a hot second.
What a roller coaster of a story. At first it was so adorable, like this man has this nice little tracksuit and then he ruins it, and now we're here at the revenge par. Like, how are you doing?
I mean, I'm okay. I'm just so pissed and I'm trying to calm down about it, and so I think you guys can help with that.
Okay.
So I'm getting ready to prank call your man. Who am I going to be this morning?
Awesome. So what I was thinking was you could be calling from the dry cleaners because he knows I took the suit and we're praying that it, you know, is able to get fixed. So I was thinking you could be the dry cleaner and you could call and tell him you found like something in his pocket that makes it seem like he's cheating on me, like maybe a phone number or something like that.
Okay.
Whoa.
So he is the sweetest, most faithful. He loves me so much. And
you say faithful or fake?
Oh, my God.
I don't say that fake.
Faithful.
Oh, faithful.
He's an idiot, but he's faithful. Yeah, so I know he would never cheat, so this is really just going to piss him off, I think. And
Okay, girl.
You deserve it.
Right. I'm tired just listening to you.
Yeah,
be honest.
There's that.
I feel like I went jogging in a tracksuit right now. I'm sweating. Yeah. All right, so let's call your husband, Scott, and make him nervous and let him know that I found a little phone number in his little Gucci tracksuit. Let's see how much it can make him sweat this morning, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. Nacho's Revenge is up next. It's the Morning Mess. Your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Debbie. Debbie is on 1,000 right now. She's so mad. She knew her husband wanted this Gucci tracksuit. I didn't know Gucci had tracksuits, but hey, man, he's a lucky man to have a wife like you. You saved up your money and you bought this tracksuit for your man. How much does this cost again, Debbie?
$3,000.
$3,000.
$3,000.
That's like more than a lot of people have in their savings account. Like, first of all, good for you.
Oh, hey, it took a long time for me to buy it, believe me.
I'm sure. But you get him this tracksuit, you know, it's the gift that he's always wanted, and then what happens?
The dumbass makes bacon. He cooks bacon while wearing the tracksuit.
They say everything's better with bacon. And in this situation, maybe not.
No, Gucci is is not better with bacon.
Right. And now it's at the dry cleaners. You're hoping that they get the stain out.
Right.
But you want some revenge to teach them a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to play like I own this dry cleaner, and then maybe I found a little side chick phone number in his tracksuit.
Yes, exactly. I think he's going to be super offended because, you know, he's a great guy. He would never cheat. He's just stupid.
You sure he wouldn't never try to have an affair on you?
I'm positive.
Okay, because we're supposed to have fun with these. I don't want it to be a staycation setup where we're catching up your man cheating.
Yeah, that'd be super awkward.
I mean, I'm here for it, but...
No, you're not. You're here to get revenge. That's what we're doing.
Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Scott, please?
This is Scott. Who is this?
Hi, Scott. This is Nacho Chavez from your neighborhood cleaners, where we clean your dirty clothes and your dirty little secrets. So, Scott, how are you?
I'm good. What can I do for you?
So, a couple of things, Scott. We had to dry clean that Gucci fit 2 times because that stain had really set in. What was that? Were you eating menudo or something? What was the stain?
Yeah, I was cooking bacon in it. I shouldn't have done that.
What? In that expensive outfit, you cook bacon?
Yeah. What do you need? What's going on?
Well, so listen, Scott, I found the number.
What number?
Don't play stupid, Scott. We're running out of time here. You know what number I'm talking about.
I don't. What are you talking about?
In the pants pocket of your Gucci fit, there was a number with the little hearts on the note.
I don't think that was mine. You must have
the
wrong.
It's the only Gucci outfit I had here ever, as a matter of fact. So it smelled like stripper lotion. You know, oh the one from Bath and Body? It's Japanese cherry blossom. It smelled like that, so I know.
Okay, well, I don't know whose that was, but that's not mine.
We always go through the pants and the pockets before we...
Wait, I pulled it out. What are you insinuating? What are you saying?
Well, I'm insinuating that I'm assuming that this is your secret missus, your after-hour flower.
No, from another house. Hey, shut the f*** up.
What? Why are you...
I would not...
I'm here to keep your secrets, Scotty.
I don't have secrets. I would never cheat on my wife. So you need to stop calling me. That's not mine. I don't know whose it is. Figure it out. It's not mine. Don't call me and accuse me of that.
But it says to Scott.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't.
So you're telling me there's a girl out there that wrote a note and her phone number with hearts to Scott that two guys in this city wearing a Gucci outfit that got pozole stains on it at the same time?
Stop.
Mind blown.
Shut your mouth.
What?
That's not my note. I don't know. Maybe there's another Scott.
Maybe you're cheating on your wife and you're feeling crazy.
No,
your wife isn't here. This is not
a
setup.
You don't know me. You don't know me. Stop.
I know. I called you three times.
You don't know
me. I called
you
so much times that I just dialed the number myself to talk to this woman.
Stop.
I called her. She sounds beautiful, by the way. I mean, it's like a J-Lo Beyonce hybrid.
Hey.
Like J-Lance.
Hey, she's my wife. I would never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't accuse me of jack s***. You don't know s***.
I don't know Jack.
You don't know. Jack is a term. Shut the f*** up.
Listen.
Who's laughing?
It's my dog, Pepino. Shut it. Cállate. So what happened between you and your wife, Scott?
Nothing.
You obviously, something's happening. You're cheating on her, buddy.
I'm not cheating on. I would never cheat on my wife, okay? I don't know whose note that is. You need to stop accusing me of that, okay?
Don't worry.
Don't talk about how hot my wife sounds, all right? I know my wife's hot. I don't want you to say it, okay?
Say what?
That my wife is hot.
Your wife's hot.
What did you say?
Nothing. Don't worry. Listen, there is no Tekashi 6ix9ine DNA in my veins. I want to reassure you everything is fine, and per my company policy, we will clean up both your dirty clothes and your dirty secrets. Don't worry about it.
There's no dirty secret.
Yes.
Stop saying that. I don't have secrets.
You have a note with hearts to Scott.
No. It's not mine. It's yours.
Listen, I won't say anything for a little fee, though. You have to pay me a little something, little hush money, Scotty.
A little fee?
Yes.
I'm not paying you jack.
Listen, $100 should keep me quieter than a church mouse on Easter Sunday.
Yes.
Look, I'm just going to come get my suit. Don't touch my suit.
I'm touching it now. What are we doing? I'll drop it.
Shut the up.
Okay, relax. $75, I can just throw away the note. But sometimes I talk in my sleep, so I can't prop. What?
I'm not paying you, okay?
$60, I can sing you a J-Lo song.
No.
$50, I can just hang up.
No, shut the f*** up.
Okay.
You done?
$25.
Joey, okay.
I can call your wife back. And let
Who's
her know
laughing?
You're
officially prank called live on the radio.
Yes.
With the morning mess.
Scott, you're live on the radio. Your wife Debbie's on the line. She put us up to this.
Hey,
oh,
babe.
My God. Debbie.
Oh, he sounds like he loves you so much.
I love you, babe. I do. That was wonderful.
Why did you do this?
Why did I do this? You're such a dumbass. You got bacon all over your Gucci. That is why I did this. So, you know, I wanted to feel better. And so they called you and this happened. So suck it.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.